Hey, so this is Tito W. James, and I am at Fan Expo Boston, and today I am here with the author of Beat Everyone Up.
Hey, my name is Lan Pitts. As he politely said, I'm the co-creator and author of Beat Everyone Up from Mad Cave that came out back in late March. No, mid-March. There we go. That's how time works. Basically, we pitched it as Sailor Moon meets Double Dragon. They said, how does that work? And we said, let them show you. And then we did.
So the response to Beat Everyone Up has been phenomenal, especially online. So can you tell us maybe how that felt and then wind the clock back to how you came up with the story?
Yeah, we just did ALA in Chicago at the end of June, right? Yeah, I don't know. I do like 15 of these a year. ALA was remarkable. Educators, teachers, librarians coming up and like, oh, you're the guy. I have to buy this book and put it in my library now. It's beyond validating. And I know no one creates for validation or like any sort of like that. It's just some sort of intuition that we kind of have. But then it hit number 3 on Amazon and like all of comics. I think we were in between or right after like Chainsaw Man, some Freddy, Five Nights at Freddy comics that I obviously didn't know existed too, but yeah, it was a wild response, but I'm enjoying it. Mad Cave's happy, Maverick's happy, Joe and I are happy, so that's pretty much says about that.
So can you tell me about like how you came up with this particular story and what you wanted to express?
You did just ask that. Basically, I just kind of like the idea of just, we have Princess Helio who is supposed to be married and she's already promised to a robot prince to bring unification to her kingdom. But then she ends up falling in love with like her bodyguard and someone she's known, you know, for most of her adult life. And it's kind of like a queer awakening in a way. And I feel like even though the world seems can seem very bleak at times for queer media and everything like that, we want to make sure and let people know, like, no, it's still here and you're validated for everything that you feel. And even late in life, you know, you have your queer awakening in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s and on, it's still very there and it's always going to be there. And we hope you can love yourself more from that. And all the while, like, there's a whole bunch of cool fight scenes in it. So, yeah.
You know what? What more can you ask for? Do you have any, like, maybe closing bits of advice for somebody who's kind of starting out on their artistic journey and wants to make, you know, something as cool as Beat Everyone Up?
You can easily make something as cool, but just do it. No one's stopping you. You're the only one getting in your way, and just realize that, you know what, as long as people appreciate good art, good stories, just make it, and it will be found. It will find its audience, it will find its voice, and that's still something to celebrate in these, you know, capital T trying, capital T times.
Well, this has been Tito W. James for ComicCon.com. Thank you very much.